Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. Every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl?
Naked Eyes, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. Happy Friday to you. Mike McKay here. It is another day filled with opportunities for you to text in and take a shot at winning in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors. They're located right off of Highway 53. Take that Melby Street exit. There they are. They are your headquarters for RV and camper sales and service. They'll take care of you. All right, here is your first winning keyword of the day. The first of seven opportunities for you to text in and take a shot at winning. You could grab gold jewelry and $200 if you're today's winner. But even if you don't win that, just for texting in, you're still in to win our grand prize, and what a prize it is. All right, but it starts with you texting, so don't text and drive. You've got the entire hour. You've got until 8 o'clock. But sometime, and if you're at a safe spot, you might as well do it now. Get it taken care of. Open up that Civic Media app on your smartphone. Go to 105.7 CFW and text the word love, L-O-V-E. That's it. You don't have to put anything else in there. You don't have to put in there, hey, Mike, the winning keyword is nothing like that. All you have to do is text the word love, L-O-V-E, and you are in to win. All right, here we go. Up and going at it again with more winning with 105.7 CFW. Okie dokie.
And more. 105.7.
You're always on the run now, running after somebody.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. The keyword for this hour and our goal for the green and gold multi-state text-to-win contest is love. It's L-O-V-E, so don't text and drive. But if you're at a safe spot, I want you to open that Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW and text the word love, L-O-V-E. That could make you today's winner of gold jewelry and $200. But even if you don't win that, you're still in to win our grand prize. And it is a fantastic grand prize. So don't miss out on your chance. Text the word love. Get it in sometime by 8 o'clock, and you're in to win again. All right? So if you don't have that Civic Media app on your smartphone, you got time to go to your app store, download it, and then text in the word love, L-O-V-E. All right, coming up in 7 minutes, you need to double check your yard because I got a story. Wait till you hear what somebody found in their yard when their little three-year-old was out there playing in it. This is crazy, crazy stuff. All right, it's coming up right now. Here's Hootie and the Blowfish.
'90s and more for Elk Mound, 105.7 CFW.
Fire Sammy Hagar. 1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Watch those posted speed limits. All right? No excuses. Just do the speed limit, and that's it. All right. Here's a great reminder to every once in a while, just stroll around your yard, see what's out there, make sure that everything's fine. Here's a little three-year-old. He's playing in his front yard in Washington State when he finds something. He picks it up, carries it over, and says, "Daddy, look what I found." That's when his father tells the little boy, "Go in the house." He starts yelling for his wife, "Call 911. That's because the little three-year-old had actually found a grenade in their front yard, specifically a grenade from World War II. The man stood there, did not move until police arrived on the scene. A bomb squad was actually called into the home, and they confirmed that the grenade was live and ready to explode. They safely disposed of it outside of town. The little boy's okay. The dad's okay. Everybody's fine. The dad said he's going to look around the yard again to make sure there isn't other surprises waiting for him. By the way, investigators say it's not exactly clear how long the grenade had been in the yard or specifically how it got there. So you might want to stroll around your yard from time to time just in case. You never know what's going to be waiting. That is scary, isn't it? I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. All right, coming up right after Elton John and Kiki D, I've got that keyword for this hour. If you haven't heard it yet, get ready to text it in. And also our Remake Rewind is on the way. 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the morning along with you. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your morning. I certainly appreciate that. If you have already texted in the keyword for this hour, you're good to go. If you have not, maybe you didn't hear it earlier, you still have plenty of time. You've got until 8 o'clock. Don't text and drive. But if you're at a safe spot, open up that Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW and text the word love, L-O-V-E. That is this hour's winning keyword. Get you in on the winning, okay? If you don't text, you can't win. So you might as well text it in. The keyword is love, L-O-V-E. Good luck to you. All right, time for our remake rewind for this morning. You know, the cool thing about this is I've come across so many remakes that have actually done way better than the original songs. And many of the remakes, in many cases, you don't even know that they were a remake. So before the remake, let's rewind back to the original, 1971. So a guy named Jeff Fortgang graduates from Yale and writes this song. And then 2 years later, in 1973, it's recorded and released by the Persuaders. And it cracks the top 40. Well, a little bit anyway.
Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the pain. Some guys have a little sunshine in their life. My life is only filled with rain.
Ah, yes. Now it's about 10 years later, 1984. This time the song goes in the top 10 because Rod Stewart decides that he's going to remake the song and makes it a hit all his own. Some guys have all the luck. 105.7 CFW.
The guy next to me has a girl in his arms. My-
Wissota wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, more. If you do the Facebook thing, hopefully you're out there on it and you're following us. Look us up, 105.7 CFW. Click that like button, all right? I would appreciate it if you do that. Do you have a favorite leftover food? That's the question this morning, all right? Sometimes some foods are better as leftovers, aren't they? What's your favorite leftover food? Let me know about it. Stop by our Facebook page. Make sure you click that like button. Same with my Mike McKay page. And if you've texted in the keyword for this hour, good. You're ready to win. If you've missed it, you're lucky. Right after Guns N' Roses, I'll give it to you again. So hang on. It's coming up. Don't move.
We'll be right back.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Our goal for the Green and Gold Multi-State Tax to Win Contest brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors continues. The key word for this hour is love, L-O-V-E. If you have not texted in the keyword yet this hour, you still have time. Do it by 8 o'clock. Don't text and drive. But if you're at a safe spot, open up that Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW right now and text the word love, L-O-V-E. Get that in, like I said, by 8 so you can get in on the winning. Could be gold, jewelry, and $200 waiting for you.
Chippewa Falls wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay, powered by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
When it comes to barbecue, you want the best. Best beef brisket? Carl's Barbecue Express. Best fall-off-the-bone ribs? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best, most tender pulled pork? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best barbecue in the Chippewa Valley? Carl's Barbecue Express. Bring the whole family and dine in at 1410 South Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Have it delivered or have Carl's cater your wedding or next event. And watch social media for Carl's Twisted and Carl's Barbecue food truck locations. Check out the menu and more at carlsbbqexpress.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. The deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the federal government. According to a press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victims of Crime Act. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create a statewide registry for Parkinson's disease. The registry would be established through the Department of Population Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and include annual reports on the prevalence of the neurological disease. The hope is increased tracking of Parkinson's could help researchers identify potential contributing factors like environmental conditions. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk this week to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Grazing Acre Farms in Chautauqua. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. The Eau Claire Police Department is investigating a fatal Wednesday morning crash involving a dangerous driving arrest on Claremont Avenue. According to a press release, officers attempted to stop a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and going into oncoming traffic at around 2:40 a.m. on Wednesday. As authorities initiated a pursuit, the vehicle crashed into another vehicle at the intersection of West Claremont Avenue and Craig Road. The driver of the other vehicle died as a result of the crash, and the driver of the suspect vehicle was arrested. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
CFW.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, more. McKay in the morning along with you. All right, you still got a few more minutes to text in this hour's winning keyword. Don't text and drive, but if you can safely text through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW, text the word love, L-O-V-E, and you are in to win in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. So again, the keyword this hour is love. If you can't get it in by 8, that's okay. We've got 6 more chances for you to get in on the winning throughout the day today. But if you can, text the word love, L-O-V-E. All right. When we get into the 8 o'clock hour, German scientists have come up with what they think is a great way to know for sure if we have the flu. We don't have to guess anymore. Huh. Interesting what they've come up with. I'll share that with you in less than 15 minutes.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
Come on,
105.7 CFW.